cash, credit, debit, and totally free. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, the Federal Reserve is looking into a report of unusual trading activity around the time of the release of the Fed's policy statement 1 week ago to stay the course, specifically heavy trading in financial and precious metals futures. The Fed was tipped by a Chicago research firm, Nanex, up in Winnetka, and we're talking with its CEO about how all this happened. Eric Hunsader is on our newsline, and he's with us for the first time. Eric, nice to have you with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chicago.
How did this go about? What did you see a week ago?
Exactly 2 p.m. Eastern time, we just saw a wall of message traffic, quote traffic, trading traffic that is unprecedented. Just an amazing amount of trading, and it all was focused in just a few thousandths of a second of time.
And where you say 2 p.m., that was Eastern time, 1 p.m. Chicago time, when the Fed released its statement?
Correct.
And so it was more than usual. And what was your suspicion?
Well, looking at it closer, we noticed the timestamps for the futures trading in Chicago and the stock trading in New York were all starting at 2 p.m. exactly. And a lot of it 1 millisecond later, 2 milliseconds, 3 milliseconds. By about 7 milliseconds, it started ebbing, and the amount of trading that happened in those first 7 thousandths of a second dwarfed the trading that would happen over the next minute.
And what would this suggest to you?
Well, in physics, we learned that light has a defined speed limit, and the news is released from Washington, D.C., and it does take a few milliseconds, thousandths of a second, for information to get to Chicago, so it would be impossible to see any this kind of activity coming in that early.
What did you suspect then?
I suspected that the information had to be present. It had to be present at the trading centers in New York and Chicago before 2 p.m.
So somebody leaked it.
Well, that or there are these news services that have started releasing economic news to trading machines, and they preload the machines at the exchanges and time them so that they release the information in New York and Chicago at the exact same time.
And
it looked to me like that what was going on here with the Fed news, and that's never been done before with Fed news.
So how much was traded in the first 7 milliseconds here?
Almost $1 billion worth.
Really?
Yes.
So if the Fed is looking into this, does that mean that it would end up stepping back some trades?
Wall Street only gets a mulligan when they make a mistake. When it's profitable, I've never seen them take it back. Now, they'll just say, we'll do better next time.
And person who's a small investor and has a job, works hard to have a little bit to invest, looking at something like this is not very encouraging about the option of using the stock markets.
It is very discouraging because the market should be a place for everybody. In fact, the SEC's mission statement is to protect the small investor. So I think they're might want to ask their congressman how that's going.
What would you do to change what would your recommendation be here?
Recommendation for what? For this specific event?
Giving everyone a fair chance here.
Well, a lot of this was because it was sneaky. Nobody really knew that others were doing this. They have a lockup room in Washington, for example, that is to prevent information from getting out, sneaking its way out to somebody else. Now, the Bureau of Labor and Statistics releases other economic news from Washington. They do it at 8:30, and they have a lockup room, and it's locked up. They make sure that information doesn't go out. So the Fed either needs to turn that over to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, or they need to follow the same procedures.
Eric, thanks very much, and we'll watch with you and see what happens. Eric Hunsader is CEO at Nanex up in Winnetka.
WBBM News Time.